This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and we're in that time of the year where we at WTIC News Talk 1080 do our holiday store with the Salvation Army. We started a little bit earlier this year on December 1st. Usually we start like the first Friday of December, but we're going to try for a little extra push because this year has been anything but normal. And joining me this morning is, we're going to kind of continue that theme of the holiday store this morning on At Home in Connecticut with Captain Bramwell Applin. He's over at Camp Connery. You guys know I'm a big fan of camping. I'm a big fan of what the Salvation Army does. Anytime I was able to ever get on with Ray or Will or Todd in the afternoon, I pushed for stuff for Camp Connery. The kids that are there enjoy it. So, Captain, good morning. You know, we'll start off a little bit. Tell me about your history. What attracted you to the Salvation Army?
Well, you know, I grew up in the Salvation Army. My parents were actually Salvation Army officers, so I was born into it. But growing up, you know, certainly it was something that I had to choose for myself. The Salvation Army isn't just my place of employment; it's also my church. So the Salvation Army has deep meaning for me in every single way, and it changed my life. And that's one of the great things about now being a Salvation Army officer and working at Camp Connery. Just like the Salvation Army helped change my life, I can see it change the lives of others in the next generation.
And that's one thing, like, if you go to the website, just search Camp Connery, because the website's kind of long, so that's the easiest way. I think if anyone who searches Camp Connery, there's a little video that shows up. Camp Connery, a great place to be. And listening to these stories from the kids and the counselors, and it just means something, and there's something to be said about being outdoors in nature. So the fact that the camp can provide that for these kids, it's a pretty cool thing to be part of, I must say.
You know, it's amazing how many kids have never left where they live. If they're from the city, they've never left the city. They've never been outside of an urban environment. So when that van pulls up with the kids in it and they step out for the first time, and you just see that look in their eyes, because, you know, if you've never been to Camp Connery, you know, we got to get you out there, because it's the most beautiful place, where we have our own lake, and, you know, you get out and you see the trees and you see the lake and you hear the wildlife all around, and you can just see the wonder in their eyes. And it's even from that moment, you can see that they're not going to be the same person when they leave Camp Connery that they were when they got out of that bus.
No, and I mean, there's something, like I said, there's something to be said about nature. So if anyone wants to, you know, some more information, they can do the Camp Connery, or they can, you know, people, if they want to make a donation this morning, the easiest way is you can do it by texting 41444, or you can head over to the holiday store page, WTIC.com/holiday. There's all the information there, the toy drive with the mottos, how to donate to the Salvation Army. Because let's be honest, this year has not been an easy one for anything. And we're trying to do the best we can to provide for anyone and everyone, because like everyone's been saying since the beginning of the year, we're all in this together. And I think that's one thing the Salvation Army has done since day one when it was thought of. You know, everyone's in this together. No one's better than anyone else. We're all still human down to the core. And for you guys to have these kids come out and just show them that everyone can do this together at the camp. You know, you know, some kid wants to head to the camp, what are some of the activities they can expect to do at Camp Connery?
Well, you know, our day is just packed with things to do. We have everything from athletics to archery to swimming. We do what we call morning discovery, where every morning all the kids get together and we sing songs. We do some teaching there. And it's just a way to start the day off with high energy and get the kids excited for what's coming. Every day the kids, one of the favorite times of the day is mealtime, because we have, you know, three great meals every day there. What I found is that the kids, when we give them the free time where they can pick one of the activities around camp, some of the things I talked about, but even more than just that, the kids just love the fact that they have some choices and they can go out and experience all kinds of different things. And if you've never played it, probably one of the favorite activities at Camp Connery is what's called Gaga Ball.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
For anybody who doesn't know, it's kind of like a dodgeball in a pit with walls. The kids go crazy for that. But it's a lot of fun to see the kids going around and just trying new things.
And that's the thing. I mean, you're providing these opportunity for kids that don't have the opportunity or know how to experience this even. I mean, you're new to the camp, not new, but you've been there a couple of years. When you were, you know, assigned to Camp Connery, what did you expect? And is that different from what you expected?
Oh, boy. You know, it's so different from every other assignment that the Salvation Army could give you. But it is, I have the greatest job. And not just in the Salvation Army, I have the greatest job anywhere. Just the fact that I'm at a place that allows lives to be changed, and I can see that, and I can see the experiences that it's providing to people. You know, I had an idea of what camp was like, and like I said, my parents were Salvation Army officers. They had an opportunity to run a camp in upstate New York when I was a kid, but being on this side of the desk and being the one in charge and really getting to see it through the lens of lives changed, it's changed my life again in such a way. And, you know, I'm just so proud to be a part of the program we have at Camp Connery and what the Salvation Army offers. So, like you said, not just the kids and the campers that come, but even to the staff that come, it changes their lives too.
Yeah, and I mean, one thing the Army is, I don't want to say known for, but it reinforces this. You and your wife are both there. And
we are.
Everyone, you know, it's that bond between family members. And like you said, it's always your my parents or someone else's parents. Everyone seems to come up in the Army. So it's in a way, it's nice that you do get to travel. You guys get to see everything and experience all these different things. And the fact you guys, you know, the Army members get to do it with their spouses, and you have your wife there at camp, and the kids can see that there's this bond between you, your wife, the Army, the staff. That's got to be pretty cool to them.
Listen, I'm blessed every day that I get to work with my wife. My wife is much more talented than I am, so luckily I have her with me. But, you know, the fact that like I said before, our lives have been changed through the ministry of the Salvation Army. God changed both of our lives, my wife and myself, through the ministry of the Salvation Army. So the fact that we can serve in this way and we can give back, it's just, it blows our mind. It amazes us every day. And really seeing the lives change from the youngest camper to the oldest staff member by the end of the year, it's something that continues to change us and renew our spirit. That wants us to keep going, keep moving forward, keep seeing new things happen at camp, to expand camp, to renovate, all these great things that we want to see happen. It's because of what we're seeing in the transformation that's happening.
And there's got to be every year, you got to have the stories of the, you know, a kid or a few kids that came to camp and you can see the transformation. Is there one of those that really sticks out to you recently?
You know, it just happens. It happens every week. It happens every week with so many kids. You know, I think of kids that at the end of the week, the ones that stick out in my mind, whose faces I can still see, are the ones that on you know, the Friday late afternoon when they're getting picked up to go back home, they're crying because of what camp meant to them, and they don't want it to end. You know, they want more time, and you know, some of them are lucky enough to get to come back for another week in the summer. But some of them know they have to wait another year before they're going to get back. And just seeing the growth in the kids. Yeah, I think of kids that when they get there, the counselors think, you know, to themselves, oh, man, this kid is going to have to go home by the end of the night just because, you know, they're you know, a little bit rough around the edges and they're not really following all the instructions mm-hmm. that maybe they'd want them to right away. But at the end of the week, they're the most polite, well-behaved kids that you would never know was struggling at the beginning. It's just, it's amazing to see what being out in nature and having these experiences and just being invited into something new in their lives, what it can do for them.
And that, you know, that there's something to be said about that with nature, the Salvation Army. You put the two things together, it's amazing what can happen. So if anyone wants to donate to the holiday store, you can either text from your phone WTIC to number 41444, or you can head over to the website WTIC.com/holiday. All the information's right there. Joining me this morning is Captain Bramwell Applin of Camp Connery over in Ashford. It's an amazing place. Like, this is my, I don't want to say baby, but every year it's the push for the camp. I know what it means for these kids to be outdoors and just being alone outside, you kind of find a little bit of peace, you find yourself. So, you know, if there's anything we can do, donate to, you know, the Salvation Army through the holiday store. Text WTIC to 41444 or WTIC.com/holiday. All the information's right there, how you can donate. Joining me again, Captain Bramwell Applin from Camp Connery in Ashford. You know, if there's one last push, sir, you know, just give me that one last push before we close today.
You know, the biggest thing about Camp Connery that I could tell anybody that it's a holistic place. We're a place that, yes, we want to see kids, you know, develop in their mind. We want them to come out to camp and be really be changed through the experience of camp and the experience of nature. And we want them to have that physical aspect where they can come out and they can not be stuck in front of a TV playing video games all day, but they're really out in nature experiencing things. They're getting that opportunity for athletics, for arts and crafts, just to develop skills like that. But it's a holistic ministry in the fact that we're also hoping to see the spirits of these children renewed through the opportunities they get to learn about God and what God wants for them. And by the end of the week, every child knows that they are special. They know that they are important. They know that there is a plan for their lives, and they can do more than anyone has ever told them before. When they leave Camp Connery, they know that they have a future. And that's the most important thing that I can stress to anyone. Camp Connery is a place of hope because when the children leave, they know they have hope for a future.
And that's an amazing way to end. Thank you for joining me again this morning. The holiday store continues. I'm sure we're going to talk again during this adventure with WTIC. I appreciate everything you do with your wife, Camp Connery, the Salvation Army, all the officers this time of the year. That's why it means something to me to be part of the holiday store. So remember, everything at Camp Connery and everything in Connecticut, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.